A lot of time spent on the budget for fiscal year 2016 this week, Senator.
Yes, we're trying to get the budget done and have passed it now. The House has passed it. The Senate has now passed it. And we're in conference now on each bill. So any differences between the House and Senate will come up, and they're a conferenceable item. And so we'll get that worked out, and then we should have the budget on the governor's desk within the next week. If he chooses to veto some items, that'll give us a chance to override it while we're still in session. That was a purpose for rushing it up. It had never been done this way before. Probably put it maybe 2 to 3 weeks ahead of schedule just to get it done and remove that obstacle of special session. This is stuff that could be taken care of immediately. There's 13 budget bills in different departments. I did vote against House Bill 11, dealt with senior services, Medicaid. There's a provision in there that I did not like. We lost the vote, but I had to stand up for my local hospitals and local residents of the area and make a point of not turning them over to managed care. But I was not successful in doing so, but still glad that I tried, and hopefully we can get some changes initiated out of that.
A couple of other items for you this week, including a resolution that was passed.
Yes, we just finished up on the Senate floor. I was able to pass Senate Concurrent Resolution 31, just urging Congress to reinstate the Rural Schools Act. In our district, in my district, there's so much federal-owned land, and you take Oregon County, where almost half the county is owned by the federal government, and so our schools suffer for that, and they'd always been compensated. The government had made up for the loss of tax money, and that had expired, and it was having trouble getting out of Congress. Now, the House, I understand, in D.C. has now passed it and stuff to the Senate, so this encouraged them to do so. It made such a tremendous difference because of the little school of Alton, Alton being a very Oregon County period, a very poor county, and suddenly they stood to lose probably $300,000, and that's 8 teachers in that one school. That could almost put the school under. So it's vitally important that Congress act on this and take responsibility for the federal land that they own in that area.
Another one was a bill they passed, I believe.
Yes, some creative lawyers have found a way to sue banks, and not the big banks, not the federally chartered banks, but the Missouri chartered banks. And so I passed a Senate bill that's going to take care of that. Basically, they'd found a loophole, and they were considering bank overdrafts as a loan and then trying to limit the fees, which is one thing to let the bank set the fees. That's up to them. But in doing so, it made our local banks very uncompetitive with the federal banks. And this was kind of a minor thing, but we'd had a number of state banks sued, and we had to protect our local banks. I love our local banks where you can walk in and know who the loan officer is, know who the president of the bank is, know who's back behind the bank, how long they've been in business. That's the people I can trust. If there's an issue, I know who to go to. When you start talking to national banks, you're just a number and you just get lost in that. So I want to protect our local banks and save them.
Another important event, not necessarily related to legislative activities, but nonetheless a big deal.
Now, I had the privilege of attending an event here in town. Senator Brown brought him in. Rob O'Neill, the man that killed Osama bin Laden, came in and visited with us, and just an incredible evening. I'd heard his story on TV several times, but he dealt with different issues this time. And the spirit of this man and what he has given this country, which all of our military forces have, was just incredible. But to be that and then have a private conversation with him after that, a little picture taken with him, but just in all what that man's been through and what he's given for our country. It's interesting because he feels he will be assassinated. Because of him doing this, there is a price tag out on his head. So they had to pick him up at the airport, brought him over, I think, in an armored car, had to come in under their assumed name, all that and everything. And that man has done that. I mean, it's just incredible. Not just that man's done it, but our armed service people just do that day in, day out. They're kind of a neglected group. I came out of the Army of Vietnam. You know, it's not something that you were very well treated for. It's nice that we have these people that will stand up and go and do. And they need respect, and they deserve respect.